Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, who once in a while back in the day I would see Mike. Once we got to playoff time, he would start tweeting about the Penguins. So it looks like, Mike, you're going to go another year without a single Penguins tweet.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate. Part of it, too, though, NBC lost the contract for the NHL games, and I just have hardly watched any hockey at all since then. We used to have highlights during our morning show. We would do playoff hockey highlights and like, narrate the highlights. I mean, it's a football show, for crying out loud, but that's how much fun it was when hockey was part of the NBC family. But alas, those days are over. And they may never happen again.
And you're a true company man, so that's not happening anymore. I respect that. Very good.
Mike, the Brandon Ayuk stuff, not going away. What do you make of it right now? This point, there's unfollowing of social media being done by Ayuk, and I think the Steelers are still waiting to see what happens.
There was that report from someone on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, and it prompted Ayuk's agent to say to the guy, you need better sources. The way that the guy phrased his post was incorrect. The notion that Ayuk had requested a trade is not accurate. The notion that the Steelers had been the most aggressive is not accurate. My understanding is there was maybe a phone call weeks ago, and the response was, we're not trading the guy, and that was that. Now, I fully expect interested teams to re-engage as the draft approaches, especially with that report out there. I also believe there's a chance that there's been some conversation along the lines of, not that he's asked for a trade, but looking for teams that might be interested in doing something. And I think from the 49ers perspective, it becomes useful because Ayuk's agent finds out what's out there, or more accurately, what's not out there. And it makes it easier to make Ayuk happy on whatever deal they're trying to do. Once Ayuk finds out that people aren't going to make this gigantic financial offer or significant trade offer to try to get him.
What do you think ultimately happens? Does he just get a deal done with the Niners and he's there, Mike, at the end of the day with all this?
I think so, because we've seen that both with Deebo Samuel and Nick Bosa. And when you look at what Samuel did a couple of years ago, he made it clear he wanted out. He did ask for a trade. He was done. He wasn't coming back, missed the offseason program, and then finally got his deal. And, you know, teams always worry about the precedent they're going to set by doing a contract when maybe they don't want to do it. But the 49ers did it. And then Bosa held out. And the 49ers gave him a deal. And I think that, you know, the 49ers eventually going to pay this guy. So why not just fast forward and get it done now so he can be there for the offseason program, get himself ready, so there isn't any step back in 2024. So I think they'll get it done. They should get it done. Sometimes stubbornness gets in the way. And it's a challenge, too, to figure out the right number, because you've got a handful of guys who are at the top of the market. Where does he fit? Some of the deals that are out there, they've got some phony back-end numbers on them. It may be a challenge to come up with the right number, but you know, we've seen how many different franchise tag players get signed already. There's value in getting the deals done so the guy can be a full and complete part of the team for the offseason program.
Mike, who is the best receiver who you think is going to get traded between now and draft night, 8 days away?
Ooh. Best receiver who's going to get traded? Yep. I got to be careful how I say this, because then it's going to get posted on X and it's going to be like, oh, Rorio says this guy's getting traded. I'll give you this. I said this yesterday, and I firmly believe it. The Vikings need to either pay Justin Jefferson or trade him to a team who will. I don't know why they haven't gotten it done, because for these contracts, it never gets cheaper if you wait. The Vikings have waited and waited and waited. What's he going to do, ask for less? Devontae Smith does a 3-year, $75 million extension. That's going to make Justin Jefferson want more. Before that, the salary cap goes up to 255.4. That's going to make him want more. He's always going to want more. He's never going to want less. So why not come up with a trade offer for the Commanders at number two or the Patriots at number three and trade him to a team who will pay him? You know, the problem is the general manager of the Vikings has already said something along the lines of Jefferson is the most valuable or one of the most valuable players, regardless of position, you know, other than quarterback. So forget about what the receiver market is. You start looking at the highest paid non-quarterbacks. Nick Bosa, $34 million a year, and it becomes justified. So I said this last year, if the Vikings don't sign Justin Jefferson before week one of the 2023 season, there's a chance he gets traded as part of an effort for the Vikings to get their first true franchise quarterback since Fran Tarkenton. And until the draft begins and the Vikings don't trade him, I'm gonna be watching that possibility.
What do you think he would fetch in terms, forget about like what a team would have to pay him, what is Justin Jefferson worth in terms of a return for the Vikings?
Well, the Vikings have two first-round picks already available. So, yeah, the problem is you're trading not for a spot, you're trading for a player. So if the Vikings decide we got to have Jaden Daniels, and they did a private workout with Jaden Daniels, and it's kind of like, well, why would you do that? Because he's going to the Commanders. Everybody seems to believe that that's where he will end up. But if it's Jaden Daniels for Justin Jefferson plus what? What else do you have to offer? Is the 11th overall pick? And could the Commanders justify that because, okay, there'll still be a quarterback on the board at 11. We can address our need there because they traded Sam Howell and their only option right now is Marcus Mariota. So I'd like to think, you know, like the Vikings maybe would offer Jefferson and 23, the other first-round pick that they acquired a month or so ago, and then the fallback would be Jefferson and number 11. I'd like to think that gets it done, but the Commanders would be acquiring that obligation to give him whatever it is he's looking for, with the understanding the longer you wait, the more expensive it's going to get.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Mike, enjoy that Jared Goff conversation, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
Thank you, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.